I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I grew up in a suburban neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida, during a time when it was still safe to play outside. My childhood friends, who would gather regularly at our house, often in the afternoon, would play football or would play combat. We would pick two teams and try to capture the opposing team's fort. We would get so carried away from our imagination that we would dress up as soldiers with our plastic helmets and plastic guns to be properly equipped. The Bible reveals that we are in a real spiritual battle and war. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesians this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Here Paul reveals through the Holy Spirit God's enabling and equipping power to be a good soldier of the Lord. First, Paul states that we are to be strong in the Lord and to put on the full armor of God. We are to do this to stand against the devil's schemes. Paul then tells us what the full armor of God is: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet fitted with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. This equipment list is what we need to put on, to wear as a soldier. We need the Lord to help us suit up, to wear it appropriately. Notice that the belt of truth helps the whole uniform to stay together, and we know that Jesus is the truth. We must have the breastplate of righteousness in order to protect our heart. Christ's righteousness will guard our hearts. Our feet are to be protected with the gospel of peace, which is the peace of Christ. Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. Our head is protected by the helmet of salvation, the wonderful gift of God, the expression of His grace to us. As believers, we have been given the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. In our hands, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. To be thoroughly equipped, we have to know His Word so we can use it to fight off the attacks of the devil. That is why David stated, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you," Psalm 119:11. Knowing God's Word gives the believer the ability to fight off the attacks of the enemy, gives us the strength to not sin against God, and gives the avenue for the Lord to work in us and through us to gain the victory. How about you? Are you fully equipped with God's armor? Are you spending time with the Lord, allowing Him to enable you to be strong in Him? Are you engaging in God's Word? Take time today. Pray and ask God to speak to you, to give you strength, and allow you to grow strong in Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.